We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top line. We are continuing sugyas about the Zman Misa, Haspedim, Amrav Yehuda Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shvilas Veshmei Derav. Mespedim Shal Odom Nikir in Bein Olam HaBohu Im Lav. You could tell by the hesped of a person who was nifter, you could tell if he's a Bein Olam HaBohu or not. And Rashi explains, because if he was Odom Kosher, people actually cry over him and Amayri Demoyis, and they talk about his about how good he was. So you see from the hesped, how varm the hesped is, you see he's a Ben Olam HaBa, and you could tell if he's a Ben Olam HaBa. V'etamar Akasha, Eini, V'omali Rav, L'Rav Shmuel Bashilas, Rav told Rav Shmuel Bashilas, his Talmud, Achim Behespeda, make sure you're very varm by my hesped, D'hosam Kamina, because I will be there, I'm there by the hesped. That's what he told him. And the question is, like Rashi explains, is that why did Rav, who was a Gavar Rabba and a Ben Olam HaBa, why did he have to tell his Talmud to make a Varma Hesped? It's possible it's going to be a Varma Hesped because he's a Ben Olam HaBa. If that's a simon to Ben Olam HaBa, who's a bigger Ben Olam HaBa than Rav? So what do you have? So Avad will be a Varma Hesped. That is the way you measure if someone is a Ben Olam HaBa. We know Rav is a Ben Olam HaBa. And for the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Hod Mecham Le Va'achim, Hod Mecham Le Va'achim. Of course you need a Varma Hesped. But the nafkamina is like this. If there's a varma hesped and the people cry, then we know he was a chassid. But if there's a varma hesped and people still are not moved, then he's not a Ben Olam HaBa. If people are moved with a varma hesped, then he's a Ben Olam HaBa. But if Avadi need a varma to oilam up, like Rashi speaks out, an older person like Rav, when he's nifted, it's hard to get them going. But if you give a varma hesped and they cry, it's a raya to Ben Olam HaBa. Abaye told Rava, you know, you, everyone in Pumbedisa, they don't like you. Rashi says, of course, he gives them a lot of musar, and they were ma'im, they were crooks, and they didn't like him too much. So he says, but your hesped in Pumbedisa, that's where he lived, who's going to be warm up the hesped? The people don't like you there. It's enough for me. It's enough for me if you, Rabbi Vachanon, my two choshev tamidim, if you two are warm, are warm by my hesped, I'll be happy enough for that. Talk to my boy, Rabbi Yosef Rav. Ezu ben olam haba. Who is a ben olam haba? Omalei says in the pasuk in Shaya, Vaznecha tishmano dava ma'acharech leimar ze hadarech luchuvai kisaminu v'chisasmilu. And when the pasuk means like this, if you hear people saying behind him, which means after he dies, people say, you know, go in his ways. If he goes right, go right. If left side, go left. Then he's in the Ben Olam HaBa. If people say on this person, on this Ruvain, that, you know, everyone should be like Ruvain, then we know he's in the Ben Olam HaBa. Rav Chanina Amar, another way, Kol Shadas Rabbi Yisrael Noich Emenu. If his Rabbeim are happy what came from him, Rashi says, Daitam Noich Aleim Asha Shoyim Alav. If his Rabbeim like what they hear about him, that's also a Raya as the Ben Olam HaBa. Talk about Ravait. It says in the Pasuk, V'sovavu V'shuk HaSoiftim. They will, the Maspidim will go around the Shuk, and the way the Mar is touching here is going to go around the Shuk looking for good things to say about the person who was Nifta. So Bnei Glila Amri, Asei Dvarim Afremi Tasecha. Do good things in your lifetime so the Maspidim have something to say in front of your Mita. Bnei Yehuda Amri, Asei Dvarim L'Acham Itascha. Do good deeds, good things in this world so people should say good hesped behind the Mita. And V'loi Plik Izam Achlekes, Marki Asri, Marki Asri. In Bnei Glila, there they said the Hespedim in front of the Mita. Bnei Yehuda, in their his town, they said the Hespedim behind the Mita. And therefore it says, the Fnei Mita Hasecha, Lach Mita Hasecha. But the point is, you should do mitzvahs in order that people should say good things about you. And Avad doesn't mean you should do mitzvahs for that reason. You should do mitzvahs because you're supposed to do mitzvahs. But we're just saying that there's another side benefit here, that if someone does mitzvahs, there'll be something to say about his Hespedim. Tanan Hasam, learn to the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's a Mishnah in Ovis, Shuv Yom Echad L'Flei Misascha. A person should do tshuva the day before he dies. Shol Tamid of Rabbi Eliezer, B'chir Adam Yedeh Ezu Yomus. Does he know when he's going to die? Do you tell him you have to do tshuva the day before he dies? No idea when he's going to die. Omalei V'choshken Yashuv Hayoyim Shem Yomus Amacha. If I care, that's why every day you should do tshuva, because maybe he's going to die tomorrow. Rimsa Kol Yomav V'tshuva. And the Achronim speak out, why does it say maybe he's going to die today? Why say maybe he'll die tomorrow? Because the answer is, because today it's hard for a person to imagine he'll die today. He's healthy, he feels good. So it means even if he feels healthy, who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. So therefore, you could imagine maybe tomorrow a person will die, and therefore, you should always do tshuva every day, because maybe tomorrow will be the day of death, and you always should be, do tshuva the day before you die. Every day your clothing should be white. It's a simon that every day you do tshuva. You should have oil. You shouldn't be missing any oil on your head. You should be all ready to go on your big trip to Olam Haba. Every day you should be ready. There's a marshal to this. Marshal Melech, he invited his servants for a suda. He didn't tell them exactly when it's going to be. So pichin shavahem, the smart avodim, kishdu es atzmam, they were all ready in their suits. All ready to go. Yoshua Pesach Beis HaMelech, they're waiting on the doorstep of the Beis HaMelech. Amru Klum Chos Beis HaMelech. There's nothing missing the Beis HaMelech. When he decides to make a party, in 1 second it's done. So we have to be ready. But Tifshim Shebehem, they go to work with their work clothes. Amru Klum Yasud Loi Tarech. It's impossible. Can't make a suit without being Tarech. So Pissim, all of a sudden, Bikush HaMelech, Esavadov. He all of a sudden said, ready for the party. The ones who were smart and they got themselves ready, they go in. They're all ready, they're all in their suits. They come in their work clothes. The Melech's happy, he goes to the Pichim, oh, you're all dressed up. The cast, the cross Tipshim. The Tipshim, he says, what are you doing? Those who got dressed up nice of a suda, they'll sit down and eat. They'll stand and watch. They're only going to stand and watch. They're not going to be able to come to the suda. And that's the marshal that a person should always be ready to go up to Olam Haba. He has to be ready with all his mitzvahs. Who knows? 1 second it can come. Just changes the muscle a little bit. If you're just standing and watching, it's not such a big of a zion. It looks like you're serving in your part of suda. You're just serving. They're both sitting. These get a portion. The other ones, they sit there, no portion. That's the muscle. They come out the mitzvahs, they get no portion. They drink and they're thirsty. It's in the pasuk. Koy amar Hashem hinei. The pasuk says, "Chen koyamar es pasuk yishai." Also, "Chen koyamar Hashem alikim." Hine avoda yechelu v'atem tirovu. Hine avoda yishdu v'atem titzmu. Hine avoda yismo. Hine avoda yismochu v'atem tivoyishu. You're going to be embarrassed. You're not going to drink. You're going to sit there without eating anything. And the other pasuk says, further on, the next pasuk, "Hine avoda yeroynu metuv lev v'atem tetzaku mekev lev mishvar lev tiyalilu." They're going to be all upset. So that's one pshat in the pasuk of v'chol eis yu begadach levonim, that you should be ready for b'tshuva. Tavaacha v'chol eis yu begadach levonim elu tzitzis. That's referring to tzitzis. You always should be wearing tzitzis. V'shemen aroish chal yechse elu tefillin. That is tefillin. And it's called shemen because it says in the pasuk v'rol kal ameyaris ki shem Hashem nikar alecha. The word shemen is shame. The word shame comes from the word mishemen. It's mishem. That's what we know is going on tefillin. Hadun Allah Perik Shoyal for those that finished it. Zokta nu Perik Mishnevaita Misha Hechshech. Now the Allah is, if someone is going on the street and all of a sudden it's getting dark and he has his wallet with him. Now, he's not going to want to leave his wallet on the street. And we are scared that if you don't give him an Eitzah, he's going to end up carrying his wallet in the Shisharab, which is Issa Daraisa. Therefore, Chazal, knowing the human tendency that they're going to come to do this, they're not going to lose their money, their $1,000, not going to leave it there. So therefore, we allow them to do an Issa Darabanan in order to save their money. Special heter in such a case. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Hichshech Pederach. It got dark, and he has his wallet with him. The halacha is, Noisin Kisei Lenachu. You're allowed to give your wallet to a non-Jew right before Shabbos. You hand it to him, and let him bring it into the city for you. If you don't have any non-Jew with you, you put it on to the chamar, let the chamar bring it in for you. You get to the first house where it's mishtameres. You have to take everything off the chamar. They can take off by hand, it's not muksav. Things are muksav. You untie the strings. And the packages land on the floor. But the first house, you got to leave it there. You can't take it any further. Because that's a problem of Shvisas Behemta. You can't be Mechamer after your Behemah, have your Behemah carry things for you. So until there, we allowed it because any other Mamad Alma Moinai. But once you get to the Mishtameris, you gotta leave it there. Talk to Gemara, we'll elaborate a little bit on this. Talk to Gemara, my time of Shoru Lil Rabbanon Lamesa Kisil Nachri. Why did Rabbanon allow a person to give his wallet to a non Jew? Lechayra, Rashi says, very Shlucha Yelisayan of a Shabbos. We know that there's three reasons in the Rishonim why Amira La'akum is Asa. Rashi over here says pshat is al shlichas. Even though there's no shlichas to goy usually, but we go l'chumra and we say a shlichas. So we look at the goy as my shliach, and therefore it's aser for him to do something for me on Shabbos al shlichas. That's one pshat. The other pshat is the Rambam says al ti Shabbos kala beinecho. If you could do everything with a goy, you're going to start doing everything you want on Shabbos to do it yourself, maybe. And the third pshat is v'daber dava, that it'll come to, you're not allowed to talk mundane chayil digger things, malacha digger things on Shabbos. So when you tell a guy to go turn a light, you're saying turn a light, that's davar dava. And the Acharein already said that Rashi is not a stira. Just you need the slichas and you need davar dava. Because here the example was, you told the guy to do it before Shabbos, so there's no davar dava. Here it's only isal slichas, because it wasn't on Shabbos. Masha'inke, in the case of davar dava b'negeya, where you're telling the guy to do it after Shabbos, there's no slichas because he's doing it after Shabbos, but you have the isa of davar dava. But Al Kapanim, the first question is, here, how can you do it? It's isa amir l'nachri. My time is earlier, one of the mitzvah kisa l'nachri. It's isa amir l'akum. And for the Gemara, kim l'rabbanon, they know the ma'imid atzme l'amayna. The Rabbanon knew, Chazal knew, that a person is not going to hold himself back when it comes to losing his money. He lo yishar slave. You don't allow him to give it to the goy. Osi lasu yudal amas yishrav. He's come to carry it for amas yishrav, which is isa raisa. Therefore, he shouldn't come to isa raisa. We allow him to isa d'rabbanon amir l'nachri. Omar Rava, dafka kisa, dafka a wallet. But av metzia, if he sees a metzia on the floor and he says, you know what, I can't carry it, but it's a shard, let me give it to the guy. Lo, you can't tell a guy that you don't have the head to fall. But that's not an other mamad al amaynoi. It's only a metzia, it's only a something that you found. The Gemara pshita, kisa times. The first mishnah says kisa. And if the Gemara Maud Tem who didn't fill a Metzia, you would think that the Mishnah's Lav Dafka, who didn't fill a Metzia, Vaid Tani Kisa, Orcha the Mosak Tani, and really Metzia also you can tell a guy to do it. Just the Orcha the Mosak says, you don't find the Metzia, you didn't find something on the floor, you didn't find the lost object on the floor, so therefore it says a case of Kisa, and you would think maybe Metzia has a Malacha, Kamash Malon, no, the Metzia, you are not allowed to give to a guy to take it home for you. So the Gemara v'lo yamara and loy also yada. You didn't pick it up already. But also yada, you already picked it up, and now it was yours already. Then kikisa dami. Then once it's yours, so this Gemara holds. Once it's yours, then it's like your own thing already, and then you mark it on that. Ika damri. It's a shaila really about metzia the bali yada. Boy rabbi metzia bali yada mao. Kim da also yada kikisa dami. On one hand, since you already own it already, so maybe it's like a wallet. The dami kim loy tarach bu lav kikisa dami. Or the other hand is that since you didn't work hard for this, you found it, so you're not gonna, it's not such a big shash that you're gonna do a deraisa for that. It's not the same shash anymore that you're gonna come to do a deraisa and carry it. That's a very nasty big shash, and maybe there's no head to do it. So how do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? So in Reish Samavav, we paskin Simin Reish Samavav, so it says you can give it to the guy, but it says so you pass, and if you already found it, you already had it in your hand, then you could give it to a non-Jew to bring it in. So like the first lashon, basically, like the first lashon. The second lashon came out of Teiku, like the first lashon. Okay, it says in the Mishnah, any menach, you don't have a non-Jew with you, what do? You give it to your chamor, you put it on top of your chamor. And the Gemara is talking about Barichas, so on my base, how do you put on the chamor exactly, what's exactly the heta, because it might be other rice to put on the chamor, but the Gemara will talk about that on my base. Let's first see what the Gemara says over here. Taimo de any menachri. The reason why you put on the chamor, you don't have a non-Jew. Ha-yesh imu nachri. If you have a goy, nachri yavla, you give it to the nachri instead of giving it to the animal. My taimo, what's the reason? Chamor at the matzuvah shvisasa. A chamor, you are mechuyev on shvisa. A chamor is not like carry something for you, because there's then shvisa is behemta. So that's your mitzvah. Mashaking a goy is not your mitzvah. Nachri at the matzuvah shvisasa. So that's why chamor goes after goy. Now what's the halacha? Chamor v'cheri shoyt v'katon. So there, it's better put it on chamor, marachle. The cheri shoyt v'katon lo yavli. They don't give it to cheri shoyt v'katon. My time, what's the reason? Hani odom, haylev odom. Like upon the cheri shoyt v'katon, even though the pot are mitzvahs, but they're odom. They're more shayach to mitzvahs. And therefore, you'd rather give it to the chamor than the cheri shoyt v'katon was part of a mitzvahs. What about cheri v'shoyt? You have a choice to give it to cheri shoyt v'shoyt. The shoyta, you give it to a shoyta, because he's less mechuy of a mitzvah. He doesn't have das at all. But a cheri is a shtickle das. What about shoyta? The katan also the shaita, because the katan like upon him one day will have be about das. Am I shaking a shaita? Is not about das at all. And by the Gemara has a shaila. What a cheresh the katan mahi? What's the halacha of the cheresh or a katan? Which one is better to give it to? Which one is less of a issa? My liba the Rav Eliezer is by halach. The Tanya Ritz Goyim from Rav Eliezer. Truma is cheresh. If a cheresh takes off truma, you know you have to be a ben das to take off truma. He says Loisesi Lechulin. Doesn't go Lechulin. Why? Because she was Suffolk. It's a Suffolk if he's has a clear head and not a cheresh. So according to Rav Eliezer, that's poshut that you'd rather give it to the katan because a cheresh is a tzad. He's mamash a gadol. Kisa Barilach. The question of the Gemara is Aliba the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, what's the Rabbanon? The Tanai. We learned to the Mishnah. Chamisha lo yitreimu. There are five people who now take tshuma vim tormu. If they did it, ain't tshumas and tshuma. It does not work. What are they? Elohein, cheresh, shoyta v'katan. Those three that does not work, including his cheresh, does not work. But tarmen shenish shloy, someone who does tshuma on something that's not his. But nochrish tarmen shloy yisrael. Or a guy did tshuma. A guy can't do tshuma because he does not. He's mufka from the parasha of shlichas. A filler reshusa. If he gives reshus, a nochri cannot take tshuma for yisrael. Ain't tshumas or tshuma. So what do you see from this mishnah? Rabbanu hold the cheresh is mamish like a shoyta. So now the question is, what was better, a cheresh or a katan? My, the cheresh yav le, the katan also chaldas. Maybe it's better to give the cheresh because a katan, like upon him, one day will become a bendas. A dilma le katan yav le, maybe it's better to give a katan. Why? The cheresh also chuv v'gadol. The cheresh looks like a regular, normal person. Therefore, you might mix it up with a gadol. Le chuv v'gadol v'kech. So, ikad amri, some say le cheresh yav le, you give it to a cheresh. Ikad amri le katan yav le, some like I say, you give it to a katan, and the more really has the machlekes. A shay lemaisa, they give it to a cheresh or a katan. They give it to a cheresh or a katan. And in the halacha, it says that by a cheresh or a katan, yitner lemaisa yirtza. That's what you pass. Can you give it to one you want? You don't know, because this is a safik, you don't know which one. You give it to whoever you want.